You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Ireland. So, put up a poll. Thanks. This is not... Yacht Rock, is it?
No.
Come Sail Away, Sticks?
Sticks, no.
Yeah, not
That's
Yacht
not
Rock.
You don't want to hear it.
Here's the question.
What are you doing, Brian?
I put this out. Do you believe the Lakers, as currently constructed, are a championship team? John, what percent? And the choices are absolutely or no way. How do you think it voted?
70, no way.
81, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's buying. Nobody's buying. They got to do something. Got to do something.
I think they will. But
as currently constructed is the key to that question.
In the last 2 weeks, the hardest thing to figure out about this Laker team is their Jekyll and Hyde personality. In the last, well, what are we sitting here? On December 16th.
Right.
In the last 2 months, they've beaten Oklahoma City twice. They've beaten the Clippers twice. They have somewhere in them a championship-level competitor. It just doesn't show up every night.
Yeah, got to make a move. Got to make a move.
I think they will.
Got to fix it. All right, so, John, on Friday, we put a little Mythical Money on the table. You were not here. I apologize.
I'm glad, because I would have been tagged.
Would you?
I would have taken the Cowboys.
Okay.
I would have taken Cleveland.
Yep.
I would have taken the Rams.
Yep.
It was against
the Rams
spread.
Covered. Yeah,
okay,
against
so
the spread.
The Rams would have won.
Yep.
I would have taken Buffalo.
Yep. No, Pittsburgh. You took Pittsburgh, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I would have taken Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would have won the Rams and nothing else. I would have taken the Eagles.
Right. Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the way it turned out. Last night, me, Bergman, Brian all had Tampa over the Eagles. The final score from the weekend, and by the way, obviously I won because I'm bringing it up. It is Bergman 3-3, Momo 3-3, Brian 4-2.
Oh, okay.
And it is my year. 5-1 against the spread
this
weekend.
What's the one you missed?
Cleveland -2.5 at Houston.
I also would have taken
Cleveland. Thought Cleveland's defense did not show up at all in that game. So that means from now on, I'm a tout, man. You got to pay attention to my 5-1 against the spread this week. These are my best bets. I've earned it. Best bets. Will you bet with me?
Sure.
Or are you going to bet against me?
No, probably against you, but I'll pick the games with you. Yeah.
We're going to do it again?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
We only got 4 games left.
So right? That's $5,000 Mythical Dollars.
Yeah. It's going on the board for you.
What's
You're at 120 now.
120?
And Ireland's down to 85.
Ooh.
And
how did I get to 85?
You lost your bet for Washington +5.5, which I don't know what that was.
Washington
+5.5.
Yeah. I don't know. It was Washington. It was the
National Championship
game. Right? You lost, and then you lost Steelers.
Last night,
and then you lost
Steelers.
Last night. So that's 15K.
What's the second one?
Steelers +10.5 and Washington +5.5.
That's 2 bets.
That was 10K on Washington, 5K on Steelers.
Okay,
yeah,
bets.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting it all back against Ramona.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that bet. Well, how much is that for?
25.
25.
Yeah.
Nice. So Friday we'll do that again. I'm on a roll. I felt really, you know, it's funny. There's a public service announcement running right now. It's Kurt Warner.
Okay.
And I think that the advice he's giving is not being acted upon. He says, only bet what you can afford to lose and don't chase your losses. Now, don't you think most people out there are betting money they don't have or money that they need, and they are chasing their losses every single week?
1,000%.
Oh, that public service announcement is useless.
All right, what's this thing with Kelly Stafford, Laura, that you were talking about?
Well, Kelly's come out and said that fans in Detroit booed her kids.
All right. I didn't think we needed to go over this again, but in light of what happened with Jerry Krause's widow and what happened to Kelly Stafford's kids and her, apparently, I'll repeat this again. In sports, families are off limits.
Yeah.
Families are off limits always. You don't go after a player's wife. You don't go after his kids. You don't go after their widows. You just don't. It is. You know what this is, Mace? It's the natural evolution of what's happening on social media,
right,
where anybody can get to anybody. But you never, ever attack families. You just don't do it. It's a terrible precedent. How would you like it if someone is attacking your mom or your kids? They have nothing to do. You want to come after the athletes? They are in the public sphere. All right? I don't even boo them.
Right.
But if you're going to boo an athlete, you can go ahead and do it. You don't boo Jerry Krause's widow. You don't boo Matthew Stafford's girls. They're four little girls.
Little girls, yeah.
They're all, I think, under the age of 10.
Yeah.
You just don't do it. It's it's inhumane, it's stupid, and it's mean. Stop it.
Yeah. And I think that fans, now let's put all this together. They were throwing snowballs at the Steelers in Buffalo.
All right, well, that violates the pool rule.
Correct.
The players are in a pool, you're outside the pool. You don't throw anything in the pool, and the pool people don't get out and come after you.
Some guy rolled up on LeBron last night during the Lakers game.
Incredibly evasive, and I'm surprised. I know all the security guys there. I'm surprised that guy didn't get clocked.
Fans booing a little old lady and a group of kids.
That's just stupid.
See, I think that fans have become, to a degree, out of control.
I agree.
Fans think everything goes, and everything does not go. And I think it's an extension of social media.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you can go at somebody on social media makes you think, oh, I can go after them in real life, too. No, you should not. You should not go after people in real life.
Frankly, I don't even understand booing your own team.
I don't. Philly, by the way.
Philly had to go to a silent count at home this year when they went in that losing streak. Bergman, can you imagine having to go to a silent count at home because your fans are booing you so loud your wide receiver can't hear the quarterback?
No, it's crazy. That's what you always say about Philly fans anyway. They booed Santa Claus.
Right.
So, but that's it's
they
a lot
would
of
say
it.
In their defense that Santa Claus was drunk.
He probably was. Yeah. But what do we say about people like David Tepper who are throwing drinks on
there
people?
You go.
Or Patrick Mahomes' wife throwing drinks on people?
Yeah.
How about things like that?
And by the way, that's the reverse.
Yeah, it's the reverse. Those can't happen.
I agree. But you know what? Where they screwed up there is a monetary fine to David Tepper means
nothing.
Yeah.
You got to take
$300,000. He's got that in his pocket.
Yeah, you got to take his toy away. You got to say, all right, you're done for two games.
Yeah.
That'll hit him where he lives. But there needs to be a basic respect of courtesy.
Yes.
You don't have to
civility.
Yes. You don't have to respect your opponent. If you don't like them, that's fine. But there is a respect of courtesy that everyone should be extended. And I need to mention to people not to boo four little girls under the age of 10 or not to boo a guy's widow who's in her 80s.
Yep.
But I guess we do because people are idiots. Stop it. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And this is what you're talking about, social media. So we call people on social media that just write to you and say mean things, we call them keyboard warriors. So these people are going up, they're like, I'm not a keyboard warrior. I'll go do it exactly that thing outside of that. And it's wrong. You just have to, everybody just has to stay in their respective positions.
Lane.
Yeah.
And the thing, too, is like, she has been nothing but nice to Detroit. Has, like, wrapped them, has talked so beautifully, even said, hey, you know, I'm excited for this team next season. You guys go win the trophy because it's a beautiful feeling. And I'm like, and you guys still boo her, even though she's been nothing but nice to you guys?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Families are off limits always in sports.
Let me throw you, since we're talking about Stafford a little bit, let me throw something at you. Everybody saw him get hit.
Yeah.
In that game against the Lions.
And then stepped on.
So he was cleared by the quote-unquote independent neurologist at that game. A Duke neurologist has weighed in on Stafford's head injury. Here's what he says. Even going back to the hit, Stafford has a rapid acceleration as McNeil hits his head toward the ground and then the rapid deceleration as the helmet hits the turf. Looking at the footage, Stafford has a fixed gaze, tonic posture of the arms, and then subsequently doesn't react when being stepped on, which all suggests he's unconscious.
Oh, Jesus.
He was knocked out. I thought that was pretty obvious.
Well, no, his eyes were open, so I thought...
If that's true, and they looked the other way on it, it's just ridiculous.
And let him back into the game. He stumbled into the tent. Now, you have to, though.
But here's the... They're supposedly, the NFL has an independent neurologist there.
Sure.
He says Stafford should have immediately been removed from the game under the NFL protocol of no-go. After an apparent head injury.
Yeah. They and just, they're afraid to do
that
it.
That was a brutal
And if you hit. Do it, and if you do it, you will get absolutely destroyed by people saying, oh, if you got to let him back into the game. People would be getting upset. But the right thing to do is to take him out of the game.
Mm. What would people have said if
they would lost their mind?
That I would be.
Carson Wentz is out there.
We were texting while it was going on. It was like, he's coming back. He's a tough.
He didn't miss a play.
He didn't miss a play. He's so tough. He's got a gash on his hand. He was unconscious after that play, and he still played a phenomenal game.
By the way, Kelly Stafford did retract that. Said it was she used it as a teaching moment, but it wasn't actually booing the kids.
What?
Yeah, what do you mean? She made it up?
On her podcast. And it wasn't making it up. She said it was a little bit different than that. I just saw it.
How does she say
it? She said she realized that that wasn't exactly the case and that she had explained that to her daughters in the moment. I took it as a teaching moment for my children. So they weren't booing them, apparently.
They were booing her?
I think they're just booing and they were it's just
and,
just
and they happened
indiscriminately
to be there.
Booing.
They were booing and they happened to be there.
She's still the wife, so don't boo her either.
Yeah,
no, guys, they're not booing you. They're not booing you. They are booing mommy. They are very passionate and excited about this game. They want their Lions to win. We're from the other team, and you know what? We're going to move on because there's also fans in there that are cheering. They are saying thank you, but we're not hearing that over the louder ones.
There you go. All right, so
booing her.
Correcting, booing her
and not
and
kids.
Booing Matthew and not the children.
Right.
Okay.
Is that okay? Are you more okay with Kelly being
I think they
booed?
Were actually booing Stafford, Matthew.
Right.
And she happened to be there and assumed the boos were for her. Because I think it's, no, I won't say that.
I mean, she's on the podcast.
Yeah, she's on podcast.
So she has a presence.
She has a platform, yeah. All right, coming up next, the Pied Piper of women's basketball.
Oh, she's so good.
We'll talk about that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
God, I want to meet Big Lou one day. 3:17 in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday.
Aren't you already kind of Big Lou?
Yeah, but I can't. I'm not on number two.
Yeah, you're not even on number one.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, yeah, it's fine. No. Mason and Ireland on a live imaging Tuesday. How about this song, this classic?
You know what this is, right, Mace?
Yeah, of course.
Who?
Pablo Escobar.
No, Pablo Escobar is a drug dealer.
Oh, I thought he was. Isn't there a yacht rock guy named Pablo?
Pablo Cruz.
Pablo Cruz.
This is the group Ace. And this song, while you'd think it's how long has this been going on, like something tawdry?
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of tawdry. The lead singer was going to leave, and they found out. Mm. And then they said, no, we're going to do a song about how you're trying to leave.
They said, no. Yeah, is that what you said?
No, like, how long has this been going on?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And it turned out to be a big hit.
Yeah.
By the way, Cappy's in the house. Sonata with Cappy.
Oh, nice.
Full strength today. We got to go till 7 o'clock yet again.
I haven't seen Cappy in a while.
You haven't?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Was he here last week?
Yeah.
Oh, then I did see him.
Wasn't
Never
he?
Mind.
I think he was.
Am I losing my mind?
Was he here?
Yeah, he was here.
Okay.
Look at him walking around, asking people for food.
Strutting. He struts. All right, so...
Do you think he pays for the snacks back there?
Well, he doesn't.
He does.
I went back and grabbed one. I paid.
Bar.
No,
no. Janice Garcia is the only one who didn't pay for this.
Oh my gosh, she's listening.
She walked away with so much stuff.
Did you guys see Janice is working for Peacock now? Yeah. And she was in the hallway when Taylor Swift walked by. Uh-huh. And so when they all got the shot of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce walking out, there's Janice right there in the
background.
Get
out of here, really?
Yeah, Janice is famous now.
Wow, yep. good for her. Good for her. So, John.
That didn't sound sincere at all.
No, no, I love Janice. She was just here a couple of weeks ago.
Such a phony.
Oh, shut up.
Mason can go tell John later.
Hey. There's nothing.
Oh, yeah. So then John's going to try to talk to Sam Pine tomorrow. Like, hey, you know, Morales. But we all know it's from you
who's
now.
Who's going to talk to
We know
to
John
Sam
can't cover you anymore. We now know you used John for years.
I don't care what you do.
You used him for years.
Say whatever you want. That's what you do anyway. I don't care.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to curtail you, Chris.
Yeah, no.
You've lost your meat flap or whatever.
I don't even know what that is.
Whatever Sabato said.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Continue. Mason in Ireland continues right now.
So, Ireland, I don't know anything about this, but you clearly do.
Okay.
Iowa is where Caitlin Clark plays basketball. And apparently she's a sensation.
A sensation would be understating it. So, get a load of this. Caitlin Clark has sold out every opponent's arena this season.
Wow, that's crazy.
Increasing away teams' attendance by 145%. The most recent example was at Purdue, where they drew 15,000 fans, three times Purdue's average. And I was thinking about this. If Caitlin Clark was playing tonight against USC or UCLA,
right,
at either the Galen Center or probably Pavilion, I think I would go.
Would you?
Yeah, I want to see what the hubbub is.
I saw that one logo three that she won a game with. But I don't see a...
And you know who I think would go with me?
Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Michael loves
her. And Michael, you
can't
get to leave his couch. But for her, I think he would do it. You know what? You want to hear kind of a bummer?
Yeah.
The Sparks, they just hired a new GM.
Okay.
They have the second pick in the draft.
Oh.
Indiana has the first pick. They're going to get Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
But she's that good. I mean, she leads the nation in scoring. Yep. I think it's great. You know, Fox put her in primetime the other night.
Did they really?
Yeah, put her on at 8 o'clock at night.
See, the way I think, women's basketball is fantastic. I don't have shelf space or head space for it.
I think a lot of people would probably feel that way.
But I trust Michael that it's really good, and trust you that Caitlin Clark is fantastic.
Yeah, she is unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. So did you know that the cheeseburger was invented in Southern California?
I did not know that.
Okay. You want to know what town it was invented in?
I'll take a shot.
Okay.
Downey.
It's a good guess.
Los Alamitos.
Brian? I was thinking Downey, so I don't know.
Downey? Okay. Mm.
Whittier.
Ooh.
Whittier's a good guess.
Pasadena?
I think we have
Pasadena, she
Pasadena.
Says.
Pasadena is absolutely correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was that a guess, or did you know?
No, it was a guess.
Oh, so, nice.
Well, you said Whittier Downey. I'm like, what's that, Pasadena?
So the cheeseburger, which is a simple combination, I'm reading from KTLA here, a simple combination of meat, patty, cheese, and toppings was invented in Pasadena. The city officials shared that cheeseburger's origins. They can be traced back to 1924 when teenager Lionel Sternberger put cheese on a burger while working at his dad's restaurant called The Right Spot. The reason he put cheese on the burger has been debated. One story says he did it to mask burning one side of the burger, while another customer says he asked for the unusual request. Now, I don't believe it.
You don't think he invented the cheeseburger?
Honestly, do you really think he's the first person to put cheese on a burger? I mean, to me, that's natural.
I think he has a good marketing agent.
Yeah.
If they're spreading that around.
It was apparently
certified. It's like Al Gore invented the internet. You know, it's like one of those things. Al Gore didn't invent the internet.
No, he did not.
But we all think about it.
Yeah.
Every time he claims he
did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So this guy's taking credit for it. More power to him.
So I mention this because Pasadena is celebrating the centennial anniversary. Right. It was 1924. It's 2024. With Cheeseburger Week, which starts next week, a citywide celebration complete with limited time deals at restaurants, a cheeseburger walking tour, and more. I think it's a bunch of hooey. I hope they have a lot of fun over there, but I don't believe for a second the cheeseburger was invented in Pasadena. God bless you people.
Hey, by the way, did you guys see Mace?
Yeah.
I think you're going to lose that Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce bet to me.
I disagree.
Okay, so If it depends if you believe page six.
Woof.
You lived in New York. Do
Who
people
believes?
Believe page six?
Hell no. That's all made up BS.
You think it's just none of it's factual?
None of it. None of it.
You just think they totally have a bunch of people sitting around in an office making crap up.
Yep, and probably some of it comes from ChatGTP, and it's just garbage. The New York Post is generally garbage.
The bet we have, and Bergman, look up how much money this bet is for. I say, as of June 1st,
$5,000.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will still be together, and you say they will be no more.
They will be no more.
According to page six,
which is made up BS, go ahead.
They plan to get engaged this summer.
Who plans to get engaged? Don't you just get
Many
engaged?
People do.
Exactly.
Why do you plan to get, like, aren't they already engaged? Why would you not get engaged
I'm glad
as
you
opposed
to
planning
no, no, no. I'm
to
I'm glad get you engaged. Asked. That is addressed in this story.
Okay.
They held off from Kelce popping the question over the winter holidays because, quote, they don't want it to seem like it's rushed insanity, end quote.
Well, then they're either engaged or they're not engaged.
They're not engaged. They're together, and they will be engaged this summer. And either way,
Brian,
I win.
Brian, how long did you ever say, Allison, we'll get engaged next summer?
No, we talked about, like, oh, are we interested in getting married kind of deal?
Correct.
But then, yeah, it was
and
just
And then
like,
once it was done, it was done.
Right, it was done, and then it was, I
nobody
asked
says,
her, she didn't know.
Nobody
you know?
Says, in July, we're going to get engaged.
Right, you don't plan.
Bergman, does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense. But at the same time, I want to see what these two do when football season is over, because he's been at the training facility. He's been doing a whole bunch of, they just see each other on, like,
right, now they
times.
Can spend time together.
Now they're going to be
oh, yeah.
together all the time.
This is combustible.
Where
you
know what they call
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Bliss.
Yeah.
This is combustible.
Yeah, we found that out during
yeah,
the pandemic.
She's working on her album right now. It's like Adele's Rich Paul album. She's working on that too.
Aren't they married?
I thought they were married.
Right? Are they married?
Well, Adele has referred to Rich as her husband.
Well, then
in
that
interviews.
Sounds right.
There
yeah.
was pictures of her house on when she was doing an interview, and there was something like a book, and it said The Pauls.
Yeah, they could be.
They're just not telling
anybody. I always think about that. If in the new reconfigured worst press room in the NBA.
Oh, it's awful.
It's really small. At Crypto.com Arena, there's a big picture of Adele on the wall, and I always walk by and go, I wonder if they're married. I don't know.
I think they're married.
I was talking to you, probably know Sammy from the Lakers. Yesterday she works with...
Is it So Super Sam?
No, not So Super Sam. She was with the Lakers. She works with BBGO and all that.
Okay.
And she was talking about how it's really very tough to be in. It's not welcoming, or I was saying that. She wasn't saying anything on that.
It went from a top five press room
to a
bottom five press room in one renovation.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really
fantastic.
Bad. It's the number one thing... announcers that have my job from the other teams comment on as soon as they see me.
Right.
What'd you do to the press room? I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And don't blame Michael Roth. They didn't consult him either.
Sure.
But it's bad.
All right. Coming up next, how many games will the Dodgers win this year? I've got Vegas odds.
162.
Think about that. Plus, Ireland, you challenged us to make a ridiculous bet.
Yeah, I came up with one, and I challenged each one of you to come on, and if you hit it, we all have to agree that the level of ridiculous is high enough to meet the threshold. I think mine is. It's got to be something. Here's what I'm going for. You make a prediction for 2024 that hasn't happened either ever or in a really long time.
Right.
And if you hit it, you get a bunch of mythical money. How much you want to give people if they hit it?
$25,000.
Okay. So there you go. And we'll all make a ridiculous prediction coming up.
Nice. Mine's going to involve the Dodgers.
Mine does too.
Oh, yours does too.
Yeah.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We just heard from Morales. Now, apparently, we're going to hear from him again. What?
Well, I was stuck in Sam Pine's office. Cappy was not happy. He was in there.
Over what?
This whole bit. He wants in the hot tub.
Yeah, it's not happening. What? Sam Pines is involved in people getting into my hot tub?
Sam Pines loves good bits.
Oh, I'm a big good bit fan, but this bit's not happening.
I'm just telling you. You've
come up with a different bit.
By the way,
I'm not.
Mace, you know who this is singing?
Pot it up.
I'll go Yvonne Elliman.
No, and do you know who originally recorded this song?
It's not a bad guess, actually.
You mentioned his name earlier.
Pablo Cruz.
No. This is originally a Neil Young song.
Okay.
That he wrote and recorded and made a big hit. And then Nicolette Larson.
Oh, Nicolette Larson.
Who is singing here.
Yeah.
Turned it into, as Neil calls it, a toot toot hey beep beep version of
right.
the song that Neil really likes.
Probably like 75, 76, something like that.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
It's going to take ballpark. A lot of love to make up to Cappy and I.
And, yeah, and she made this a bigger hit than he ever did with it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ireland, tell that story. This guy made a bet that's just outrageous.
So there is a guy who made a prediction that Kalen DeBoer, the head coach at Washington, on October 2nd, right in the middle of the football season,
right.
This guy sent out on social media that, I don't know how he knew, that Kalen DeBoer, here's what he wrote exactly, gonna be wild when they name Kalen DeBoer the Alabama head coach.
Wow.
So he threw it out there.
In October.
And it hit. So
Did he win money on this?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just speculating.
Yeah.
But it was just an incredible prediction. So here's my incredible prediction.
$25,000 mythical dollars on the table.
Yoshi Yamamoto,
okay.
the new Japanese pitcher for the Dodgers, is going to become the second person ever to win the Cy Young Award as a rookie. The only other time it's happened was in 1981 when Fernando Valenzuela did it. So that's over 40 years ago. I think Yoshi Yamamoto is going to win the Cy Young Award in the National League. And if he does, give me my $25,000.
Okay, what if I told you he was the fifth best pick to win the Cy Young Award?
Who's ahead of him?
Spencer Strider, Zach Wheeler, Logan Webb, and Corbin Burns.
Those guys are hacks. I'm not even worried about it.
And Yamamoto is the fifth best pick. Now, does that qualify? If he's the fifth best pick, does that qualify as an outrageous bet?
So in my mind, no, that
well,
is not
think
an outrageous
about it.
Bet.
Think about it. Has not happened in what's 19 plus 24? 43 years.
When was the last time somebody made that much money at 25 years old?
Yeah. No, but if it hasn't happened in 43 years, that's pretty unprecedented.
But if he's the fifth best pick in Vegas, does that qualify as like an outrageous Kalen DeBoer to Alabama pick?
Kalen DeBoer to Alabama is like, there's no chance.
That's
he's a
like
Pac-12
no
coach. That's not, he's not going over.
That's
to
like a
SEC.
No way.
This yours is like, yeah, I can see it happening.
Okay. Tell me if this works. Dodgers are going to win 117 games.
Yes.
Wow, that's the most
that
ever.
Works.
Yeah.
That's a bold prediction.
117 games this year for the Dodgers.
Okay.
Put that out there.
All right, that was good.
All right, what's yours, Greg?
I don't think mine is now outrageous anymore. So it doesn't have to be sports, right?
Nope.
Nope.
I think Brian Cohen's very first Mandy's wins Associate Producer of the Year.
Gee, thanks.
Wow, nice. No, I think actually your category will be.
Sure. You're going to be in producer.
Well, it's going to be a split.
Yeah. See, thanks, Greg.
I don't know how we'll figure it out.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Greg.
Wait a minute.
That's nothing against
you. Are Laura and Lindsay in Brian's category?
No, Lindsay won't be. I don't know where Laura's category is.
I'm technically on both.
Because it goes Mandy to Mandy.
So you'd have to beat Jorge Briones.
Ooh, and me.
And DeAndre.
And me.
DeAndre.
See, that's where we don't know.
Well, if Laura and Lindsay are in the category, then your bet is good. If they're not, then it isn't. Because you know, then
Jorge's a two-time champion.
Yeah, but
Jorge's really
right. But
walk-off softball home run.
But Brian would have just as much of a chance. But I think if you put the girls in, it becomes harder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, all right. So if you put the girls betting in the category, you got to bet. Lord, do you have an outrageous prediction?
I can make one up really, really
quick.
All right,
Brian, do you have one?
Yeah, when I first read your thing this morning about Yamamoto, I kind of had, so it's going to be a two award kind of thing. So Walker Buehler to win comeback player of the year and Cy Young at the same time.
That's good.
Yeah, that's actually good. He's not listed in the top 10 for National League Cy Young Award.
Give him the double award there.
Okay.
We'll take it. All right, Laura, what's yours?
So mine's going to be that Greg wins producer of the year.
There is a 0%.
There's already a trophy with Lindsay's name and Greg.
That happens, you can have 25K in Mythical Money.
I think Bergman finishes third.
Yes, I usually do.
Yeah. Emily and Lindsay. I think Emily could make a run this year.
She's had a really good year.
But I think Lindsay will win. Emily will finish second, and Bergman.
Yeah, no, I'm always.
Listen,
distant
I want my 25K, so Greg gets it to step in.
Okay, I think that's a good bet. So there's some. What do you think the Dodgers?
Right, it works. It's outrageous.
Did everybody do a bet? Yes. What do you think the Dodgers over-under number is in Vegas for? I just said they're going to win 117 games. What do you think their over-under number is in Vegas?
What did they win last year, Greg?
100.
I think it's lower than 100. I think it's 98.
Really?
Yeah.
98?
Yeah.
They have the same team,
good
but
job,
got
John.
Better.
No, I think it's 98. Wow. Do you have the answer?
103.5. Okay. I thought it would be higher, actually.
So do I.
It's just really hard to win 100 games.
Dodgers, although they've done it how many years in a row now?
A lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
You know why? They have Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then guess what happens?
Bam! It's all new story this year.
I can't wait.
Brand new story.
That bobblehead's waiting in the other room. It's ready.
Who do you think the second pick is in Vegas for most wins?
Atlanta.
Atlanta's correct. 101.5. Third? American League.
Yankees.
Yankees is right. Fourth? We hate them.
It can't be the Giants.
Astros,
92.5. And
as soon as he said he hates them, I go right to
the Phillies are next at 90.5. So it goes Dodgers, Braves, Yankees, Astros, Phillies. Those are the top five. By the way, those are the only teams that Vegas has winning more than 90 games.
Why the Yankees? Just because they brought in Soto? What else have they
got? Stroman, too.
Oh, yeah, they got Stroman. Okay.
Yeah, they but still got Garrett
like
Cole.
Third, fourth, you know?
Yeah. And they're the Yankees.
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Aaron Judge is healthy.
Aaron Judge. Oh, there
no,
you go.
No, that was big. That was because of here at Dodger Stadium that he wasn't healthy.
Yeah, right.
He made
right.
an amazing Fence. Catch and hit the wall and just. Bang.
I think this is super, super low. 103.5 is super low, I think. You think 98?
Yeah, just because it's hard. It's hard to win 100 games.
Damn. With all this firepower.
I would.
$1 billion.
103, I would take the under. It's 103.5?
Yeah.
I'd take the under.
How much are you going to bet me straight up on that?
Five.
Okay, five it is. You're going to win more than 103.5. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
You know, two injuries and that.
Look at Morales. Morales is like,
I mean, the season hasn't even begun and the homerism is starting.
Wait a minute. Did you see what they did in the offseason?
Does that guarantee that they're going to win over 100 games?
Yes.
It does.
I think it does.
In baseball.
In baseball, yes.
All right. There is a Jacob Imrani sighting, which means it's time for Game of Games.
Whose game it is
it
today?
Mason's game today.
Oh, God. I didn't remember.
It will be Bergman, Brian, Laura, me, and Jacob.
I got to write a game. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. If you were with us yesterday, you heard the live show that BB Go helped us put on down at Ralph's in Redondo Beach. It's part of a bigger promotion that we're doing with the Lakers and BB Go. Here's how it works. Head over to your local Ralph's store and buy $10 worth of BB Go. That's it, $10. And that can enter you for a chance to win courtside seats for a Laker game this season. There's tons of other prizes you can win too, including Lakers swag and more BB Go. Just make sure to get yourself to Ralph's and buy BB Go for a chance to win. You only have to buy $10 minimum. You can buy more than that if you want, but you need at least 10. After you buy BB Go, just go to Lakers.com/BB Go sweeps to upload your receipt. That's it. Just go to Lakers.com/BB Go sweeps, upload your receipt, and you are entered. Good luck.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and the great Jacob Imrani is here. Jacob, what's up?
How are you?
You brought the belt.
I do. I don't go anywhere without it.
Nice. And what's our score so far in Game of Games? I ask because I'm winning.
Yes, you are. On January 16th, it's even late in the month, second half of the month. Greg, what do we got for score?
The man who just said he is leading the month is Mason has 3, Brian has 2, I have 2, Trish has 1, Ireland with 1, MT with 1, and Laura with 1. And today it's going to be Jacob with 1.
That's what I'm talking
Jacob,
about.
This is your chance.
All right, Mace, what's the game?
All right, we're going to do a little birthday game. I've got some fun facts about people who are celebrating their birthdays in the last couple of days, including tomorrow. So we're going to start out with Dave Grohl.
Okay.
Huge Dave Grohl fan. Turned 55 on Sunday. Before Nirvana, he was a member of what band? It is either Scream or Skrank. Scream or Skrank. Jacob, what do you think?
I will go with Skrank.
Skrank, okay. Ireland?
Skrank.
Skrank. Bergman?
Yeah, you can't make up Skrank. Skrank.
Skrank. Lara?
With the crowd right now.
Skrank. Brian?
Team Ride. Skrank.
Yeah, it is absolutely Scream.
You made up Skrank?
Skrank is totally made up.
Nice job. Anyway,
this is what happens when you're stoned and you're writing a game. Skrank.
Now, this affects the whole rest of the game for me. Now yes. I know his imagination's running. Okay, here we go.
Okay, LL Cool J turned 56 on Sunday. He made his acting debut in what movie? It is either Crush Groove or Original Gangstas. Ireland?
Crush Groove.
Crush Groove. Bergman?
Original Gangstas.
Original Gangstas. Lara?
Crush Groove.
Crush Groove. Brian?
Original Gangstas.
Original Gangstas. Jacob?
I'm going to go with Crush Groove, too.
Crush Groove is the correct answer.
Yay.
Yes. So,
all right. It's Ireland, Jacob, and Laura. You got that?
Funny. Yes, I did.
Okay. Funny. I just, the other night, the TV was playing, and this
and
Crush Groove
was on?
Yeah.
That's random.
That's what he's Crush Groove, yeah.
All right. Number 3, Carl Weathers, the great Carl Weathers, turned 76 on Sunday. Before he was an actor, he played college football. Where did he play? It is either Long Beach City College or Antelope Valley College? Bergman.
Long Beach City College.
Long Beach. Lar?
Antelope Valley.
Antelope Valley. Brian?
Let's go Antelope Valley.
Antelope Valley. Jacob?
I will go Antelope Valley
as well. Antelope Valley. Ireland?
I know he went to San Diego State, but I don't know where he played before that. I'll go Long Beach City College.
Long Beach City College, the correct answer,
right.
Yes. And then he went
board.
On to play for Don Coryell at San Diego State.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so Ireland 2, Greg, Laura, and Jacob 1, Brian Bupkus.
All right, number 4.
Where you at, Brian?
Of course, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday was yesterday. How old was he when he enrolled at Morehouse College? It was either 15 or 22. 15 or 22. We start with Lar.
15.
Brian.
Let's go 22.
22. Jacob.
22.
22. Ireland.
15.
15. Bergman.
God, it's all right in there. I'm going to go 22.
Correct answer. 15. Wow. He was 15.
Skipped, I actually knew that.
He skipped 2 grades as he was going through high school and wound up at Morehouse College at the age of 15.
All right. Genius. Ireland 3. Laura 2. Jacob 1. Bergman 1. Brian. Bupkis.
Why did I follow Brian? God,
all right, yesterday was Pitbull's 42nd birthday.
Mr. Worldwide.
What is Brian. His birth name? It is either Armando Christian Perez or Ricardo Santiago Alvarez. So it's either Armando Christian Perez or Ricardo Santiago Alvarez.
I should go last.
Laura, you go last?
Yeah.
Oh, because you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Go to Jacob then.
I'm going to go with Armando.
Armando. Ireland.
Ricardo.
Ricardo. Bergman.
Well, he was so serious about it. I'm going to go Ricardo.
Ricardo. Laura.
No, it's Brian.
Oh, Brian. Mm-hmm.
Armando.
Armando.
It's 2-2. Laura, break the tie.
It's Armando.
Yes, it is.
Nice. I was going to go with
okay.
You screwed me, Ireland.
Armando Christian Perez.
All right, so Laura got that. Who else?
Jacob. I got that one, too.
Jacob and Brian.
And Brian. Oh, so Brian Brian's on the board. Jacob's on. Okay, Laura and I are tied for the lead.
Okay. DJ Skrillex. You know him, John.
Of course.
Probably got him on your playlist.
Absolutely.
Love
Skrillex.
He turned 35 yesterday. Both of his parents practiced this religion. It is either Scientology or Seventh-day Adventist. Scientology or Seventh-day Adventist? I think we are starting with Brian here.
I've never heard that second one, so let's go Scientology.
Going Scientology. Jacob.
Scientology.
Scientology. Ireland.
Okay. I want to say Seventh-day Adventist, but I know for a fact that Mason is scared to say anything about Scientology that isn't
true.
So I'm going Scientology.
Okay.
But he was stoned. Again?
But he was stoned.
I was going totally with the Seventh-day Adventist when you said that. Scientology.
Okay.
Who else is left? Laura?
I'm going to go opposite just because I want to go up one against Ireland. So Seventh-day, whatever.
Here's one for Zeno. It's Scientology.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, did everybody but Laura get
that? Yeah.
Okay. I believe it's Zenu, not Zena.
All right, Mace.
How many are left?
I've got three left.
Okay, I got to go first. It's Ireland 4, Jacob, Laura 3, Greg and Brian 2.
All right, Debo Samuel turned 27 yesterday. Where did he play his high school football? It's either South Carolina or Alabama. South Carolina or Alabama, this is his high school football.
Right.
You guys go first?
I go first.
Okay, Ireland?
South Carolina.
You're going South Carolina. Jacob, right?
Laura.
Laura.
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Jacob.
I will go Alabama.
Alabama.
Brian.
I will also go Alabama.
Greg.
I have to go Alabama, right? Alabama.
The correct answer, he did go to the University of South Carolina.
Right.
And he went to high school in South Carolina.
Okay, yes. So Laura and I both got that?
Yep.
Okay.
Am I out?
Two.
Greg. How many are left?
Two.
Yeah, Greg, you're out. Brian, bye-bye. You're out. It is Jacob, Laura, and John. John 5, Laura 4, Jacob 3.
Okay.
Number Come on, eight. Jacob.
Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame turns 44 today. Can you believe he's only 44 and
wow.
he wrote Hamilton?
Super talented dude.
In his first Broadway musical, In the Heights, what was his character's name? It is either Usnavi or Miguelito. Usnavi or Miguelito. We start with, who's leading? Ireland.
Miguelito.
Miguelito.
Laura.
Miguelito.
Jacob.
I have to go with Usnavi.
Yeah.
And you're smart that you did.
Oh. Okay, Jacob. You're in it.
There you
now.
Go. Interesting.
As the story of the character goes, his parents came over from Puerto Rico,
right.
in the character, and it said U.S. Navy on a ship, and they thought it was Usnavi, and that's how he got his name.
He sells ices in the street.
Yes, he does.
In
the lot
okay, so here's
that's
where we're at.
I should have gone.
Ireland 5, both Jacob and Laura 4. So I have to go first again, and this is the last one.
This is the last one.
Okay.
Boxer and YouTube star Jake Paul turns 26 tomorrow. He has started a learning website for kids. What is the name of the website? It is either Edfluence or Teachmatics. Edfluence or Teachmatics. Ireland.
Edfluence.
Edfluence.
I have to go opposite, right?
Yes.
So whatever he didn't say.
Teachmatics.
Teachmatics.
And Jacob, you also have to go Teachmatics.
I have to go Teachmatics.
We have a winner.
Come on, Teachmatics. Oh,
wow, Ireland.
That ruins a bit. That means
Ireland.
Always, I always come in second.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's Edfluence. Although, do you really want your kids learning from Jake Paul?
No, that's what I was like, why?
I just said he makes a lot of money. It sounded like he was going to get sued by somebody. What does that even mean?
Okay, let's do the tiebreaker for fun. Okay. How many subscribers does Jake Paul have for his YouTube channel?
Okay.
How many subscribers does he have? Ireland, take a shot.
3.6 million.
Jacob?
5.2 million.
I'll do it next.
Laura?
3.7 mil.
Bergman?
Jerk.
I have
7.8 mil.
Brian?
10 million.
Oh, I
the correct
there.
Answer. 20.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought wow. Brian subscribers. Lower than me.
Funny, I got excited because my YouTube channel went over 5,000 subscribers today. 20.5
I have
million.
Like 100.
All right, there you have it. There's your game of games. Jacob, how you been?
Wonderful.
Hey, Jacob, settle an argument.
Yes.
I think, and last night was another example, somewhere in that Laker locker room is a championship team. It doesn't always show up. They're 20-21. But now that's two wins over Oklahoma City, the number two seed in the West, two wins over the Clippers, who've been rolling everybody. I think they're going to win again tomorrow against a pretty good Dallas team. I just think they need to get some consistency. Mason says, no way, as this team is currently constituted, Can they win a title? What do you think?
I do believe they can.
You do believe they can?
I do. And let me tell you why I say that. Because it just seems like they get up for the competition and they play down to the competition.
I agree with that.
When the year started, we were excited that this is the first time in a few years that they have just about everything they need at every position. They got the dogs, the people who are supposed to be playing defense. They got the shooter. You know, Austin Reeves is coming, you know, back from big season, right? Mm-hmm. The only thing we were a little concerned about, and we talked even with you guys about it, is do they have a good big man? So that was my only concern. Suddenly, after they won the, you know, in-season tournament, it just seems like they're not into it. They're just not there. And I feel like if they get into it, I believe you got a lot of talent here.
So Mace, how do you explain the in-season tournament dominance if they can't win a title?
I don't know. They were up for it. Right now, they're 6-13 since the tournament. So right. they're playing overall terribly.
Yeah, but don't you think if somebody came out today and said, there's $500,000 on this game tomorrow against the Mavericks, that the Lakers would win?
Well, I think they'd probably get up for it, sure. Yeah. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen. Nobody's going to put up extra money for them to play hard. You just got to play hard. No, but and you got to play hard from the jump.
Yeah, but I think if he starts Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell, they'll stop falling behind by double digits in the first quarter.
That's right.
And if they fix that problem, if the start of the second quarter is either Lakers ahead or tied or even behind by two or something, I think they have a great chance to win. They have dug the most ridiculous holes for themselves this year. Well, and by the
game
time,
after game after game.
Right, by the time they crawl out of it, it's like too late.
But let me ask you a question. If you would have looked at the 19-game schedule, right before this 6-13 went out, would you have in any way, shape, or form guessed that they'd be having a 6-13 record? Absolutely not.
Right after the tournament, yeah.
Right after the tournament, right. No.
And the games that they're losing, you're saying to yourself, did they lose? Did they really lose? So I just hope that there's some incentive. Somebody internally, I think that they need somebody inside the locker room that is going to be able to get them up for these games. And I don't know whether it's just the coaching staff. I think they need the Jared Dudleys of the world. They need those guys who are locker room guys that actually bring them together.
So I put this out as a poll. Do you believe the Lakers as currently constructed are a championship team? How do you think the poll came out? 1,000 votes.
People are so upset that they probably say no.
82% say no way.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody rolls with emotions right now. Look, no one's happy.
But, Jacob, this is like a basket of sunshine. It's like unicorns and rainbows. They got to do something at the trade deadline.
Well, here's the good news for you, Mace. I think they will do something at the trade deadline. Every year, Rob has been the GM. He's done something. I don't know if it'll be major. I don't know if it'll be minor. I'd love to see him get a three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Kind of a sniper.
Yeah.
But I think they'll do something. The roster as currently constituted will not be exactly the same after February 8th.
Jacob, before you go, I mentioned this off the air, but tell everybody. Yesterday, when we were doing our live show in Redondo Beach, a guy came up to me and said, I want to show you something. He shows me his phone. There's a check there for X amount of money. And he said, Jacob Imrani represented me. It was great.
Oh, that's
awesome. I won this amount of money. I'm like, good for you.
That's awesome.
Congratulations on that win and all the others.
Well, I appreciate it. And I got to tell you that, you know, so many people come to my office that are diehard Mason and Ireland fans. And I have to tell you.
Keep those guys out of jail, would you please?
And I have to tell you that, you know, when they come in, we always, after we talk about their case or after we do the free consultation, we literally sit for 5 to 10 minutes and we just talk Lakers.
Nice.
And we just talk. And that's one of the reasons that I so enjoy the listenership that you guys have, because not only are they so devoted to you, but they're so devoted to the teams, and it just makes my job a lot easier representing good people like
that. That's cool. Well, Game of Games is brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. Don't forget, if you're involved in an accident, it's calljacob.com. Great seeing you, man.
Great seeing you guys.
And Jacob, once again, you were close.
That's right.
And let's do some super crosstalk. There you go. The whole gang is in the house today. Shinano's here. You heard Cappy is in the next room getting cranked up. I heard you guys yesterday at Yamava making
making
mayhem.
Magic. Yeah.
Both Mayhem or Magic.
Mayhem and Magic, yes.
At the same time.
I saw all the... yesterday was a big day. We had a great show at the South Bay, and then you guys had a great show out there.
It was, and Yamaha was slammed. A lot of Steeler fans were there when we were there.
They traveled
great.
Sad
for them.
Yeah, tough day. Not a lot of Eagle fans, which was kind of surprising, because usually they turn out whenever there's been a Monday night game or whatever that we've been there. Not the case. I guess they knew the potential result. But yeah, place was slammed, man.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and Cappy, of course, all the Circle of Trust showed up and all that stuff.
Did
and
you? Did they come to Nixo with you afterwards?
No.
He invited them to the East Central afterwards to do a triple header.
Hey, Cap, speak into that microphone. It might not work.
Wait a second.
What?
No, it works.
Right.
We got
it. We got
good?
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Guys.
Yeah.
The Bill Belichick song.
I
catchy, right?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm glad you brought it up, Cap. I think we need to hear it again.
Sure, I haven't heard it once. So.
Okay, this is Chandler Jones, the former defensive lineman that played for the Patriots and played for the Raiders and kind of spun off the planet a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, he is now a very talented singer, as this will prove.
Okay.
Oh, Bill Belichick. Oh, how I miss you.
Lyrics are unbelievable.
No, the lyrics just get stronger.
I just want to kiss you.
Oh, we all do.
It's a rhyme.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
There's a lot of that in this song.
It's a little bluesy.
Oh, Bill Belichick. They just got rid of you.
Yeah. Very creative.
Oh, Bill Belichick. Want me make some stew?
Make some stew.
Gotta make some stew.
Throw stew.
Make some stew.
Yeah, it keeps going like
that. Yeah, we get the point.
Yeah. So I like a strong. I like a song with a strong lyric.
Yeah.
You know, a strong lyric to me.
Yeah.
Right. The stew line gets me. Yeah. Make some stew. Yeah.
And Bill Belichick.
And when he talks about how he didn't deflate those footballs.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Hey, by the way, we should get Bergman. Get Chandler Jones on the show. We want a Mason and Ireland show.
Of course. Sure.
Mason and Ireland.
Or, well, it doesn't have to be him. It can be anybody.
Oh, yeah, it can be anybody.
Anybody who wants to make a Mason and Ireland song to that tune, go for it.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Whitten.
Jeremiah Whitten is the man.
Yeah.
He's the man. But if you, if you're a talented songwriter, make us a song.
Hey, Sedano and Cap, weigh in on this. We just threw this at Jacob.
Yeah.
Mason is convinced the Lakers cannot compete for a championship this year. He just doesn't.
With this particular roster.
They can compete. They're just not going to win.
With this roster.
Right. I personally think that somewhere in that locker room is a team that can compete with anybody, and they showed it again last night. They've beaten Oklahoma City twice. They've beaten the Clippers twice. I admit they're not great. They're 20-21. Mm-hmm. But I have a weird feeling, George, if they get into the playoffs, they're going to be a tough out.
Yes.
I think, like, let's put it this way. If Minnesota or Oklahoma City drew the Lakers, they would be upset. They don't want to play the Lakers in the first round.
I would agree with that. Again, two things can be true at once.
There you go.
Okay.
Wow.
They are a tough out, but I also don't think they can win four rounds with the team that they have as currently constituted.
Cap?
Well, I heard what you were just saying before with Jacob, and the one thing that I would love to see them get, just get a legit threat from the three-point line.
Right.
Well, they're out there.
You know?
Right.
And by the way, George, I was looking at, you know, there's a handful of guys. Like
who? Give me a name.
Doug McDermott, Luke Kennard.
I mean, Memphis is, buddy, I mean, they won yesterday, but, you
but,
know.
Yeah, I, by the way.
I mean, the Warriors are in deep crap.
I mean, what in
I
the
I have
world?
Them Friday.
But, I mean, that was a team. Think about this. They're playing in Memphis on Martin Luther King Day, so there's something there. Luther King was assassinated in Memphis, and it's
a big day.
Yeah. But the Warriors go in there, and Memphis does not have Ja Morant, they do not have Desmond Bane, and they don't have Marcus Smart.
Right.
They played a rookie I've never heard of that was the star of the game.
Right.
And the Warriors lose. George, what are the Warriors going to do?
The Warriors are in this situation, and I'd love, and this applies in sports regardless of whether it's basketball or not. Those guys are champions, okay? Four-time champions. And there is something to be said about holding on too long. And I think they held on too long. They probably should have sold on Klay last year when he was performing really well in January and February, and thought in this offseason, like, we probably need to move on because I don't think we can replicate this with Klay. and we're going to have to pay him. You've already paid Draymond, although manageable at $25 million a year.
Yeah.
And none of the rookies that or the kids they drafted have hit. None of them.
Right.
Except this Pajemski kid, who I think is going to be pretty
well,
good.
Well, and then I think that actually Trace Jackson Davis and Jonathan Kuminga.
Fine as a second round pick.
If
not
they
Kuminga,
got,
though.
If they got traded, I think if Kuminga got traded, he might pop somewhere else.
Right, but he needs someone. He needs a team that will just take their time to really show him what he is and get him through the growing pains.
Like, I think if Kuminga goes to Detroit, he's a 20-point a night guy.
I don't know. I think he needs to go to a better situation like a Houston Rockets, right?
Maybe.
Where, like, Ime Udoka, who's been to a finals, takes these young Rockets guys that they have now, and they're like a decent little team. You know what I mean? He needs something like that.
How about some whimsy?
But the
I threw something out at Ramona. I said, "What about Klay Thompson to the Lakers?"
Okay,
she did
right
not
there.
Say no.
Right there. Okay, so
she did not
on.
Say
so,
no.
But the Warriors. My point is, the Warriors held on too long,
right?
And a lot of teams do that.
No, Belichick Lakers used to, in 2012.
Right. Belichick got criticized for getting rid of guys too early. The Steelers historically have gotten rid of guys early, but it's better to do that than be a year late.
Okay, so let's go back to the Lakers then.
Yes,
they need a 3-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
he's $40 million though.
Okay, I get it. That I mean, how long does he have left on his contract?
One more year.
So one more. Beyond
and I don't
the season,
think they're going
to
re-sign.
But
him.
You got to trade a lot to get him because you got to make the salaries
well,
match.
Well, what worries me is Steve Kerr coached Team USA this summer, and he absolutely loves Austin Reeves. I don't know if you could pull that off without putting Austin in the deal, which I would hate.
Which I would do in a heartbeat. I mean, if you listen, I love Austin Reeves too. I think a lot of us do.
You love him because he's a heart and soul guy.
I'm a heart and soul guy. I like heart and soul guys. You need heart and soul. But you know what? I would rather take my chances with an established champion who is an all-time great three-point shooting player like Klay Thompson than put my eggs in the Austin Reeves heart and soul side. No? You don't like this?
Well, think about this. Austin Reeves, I think, is 25.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Klay is 35.
Okay? 33.
And a year... And yes,
and I love Klay, but that's
Klay does
that's
not
a
look
tough,
like Klay right now.
That's a tough sell, Cappy. If Klay's going to play for you for 3 years, and Austin's going to play for another 10,
yeah, I understand that. But I keep hearing everybody tell me that it's all about championships. So if it's all about championships, and you're running out of time with LeBron,
right? But Austin may be a better player right now than Klay is today in the year of the Lord 2024.
But I
don't think Austin's untradeable.
Oh, I agree.
I don't. Think
I would trade him for like.
Yeah. By the way, John, you were gonna say I don't think anybody's untradeable
except LeBron and AD.
If Atlanta was willing to give you like the Bogdanovich and Murray deal, and maybe maybe even Capella, like in a big
you
deal like that, I would include
sure
Reeves
include
for sure.
Boy, yes. that's a big one. Capella, DeJounte,
and Bogdanovich.
And Bogdanovich.
Yeah. Then you're a championship level team.
I don't think you could turn that down. But we'll see.
Hey, Cappy, what's the National Badminton Association?
I don't know.
You're wearing a hat. Where'd you get this?
What are you talking about?
You're wearing a hat. National Badminton Association. Do you play badminton? Do you know friends who do? Are you part of this league? Do you own a franchise?
Are you a franchisee?
I didn't even look at the hat.
Well,
are you the governor?
I honestly.
Wait, you just grabbed it like a hat off of a pile of hats you have?
A friend of mine gave me this hat, and he's like, you're a fan of the NBA, right? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, here, take this hat. And I did not even look at the hat.
It does look, at a glance, I thought you were wearing a National Basketball Association hat.
So did I.
Yeah.
Let me see the logo.
So did I.
It's a guy with a toy hat.
And it's a little bit.
It's the same exact colors.
I thought I was wearing an NBA hat.
Yeah.
This is a National Badminton Association hat?
Yeah.
Hey, George. I don't remember the NBA in January moving a game to 5:30 and putting it on prime time. Has this happened before?
No, and the reason that these ABC games are happening...
Writer strike?
Correct. Is that they decided months ago they weren't going to have enough content ready, so the ESPN and ABC went to the NBA. You're like, do you want to put some games on ABC? And they're like, sure, no problem.
So wait, tomorrow night's game?
5:30 is on ABC.
Is on ABC?
Yeah.
Oh, at 5:30.
Yeah, the 5:30 thing. I mean, that's perfect for you, Mace.
I talked to Jay.
It's great for us. We're not even working.
Yeah. I talked to Jay. I'm going to the patio tomorrow.
You are?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I told Mace last night all the people that were at the Emmys came across the street and came to the game. And so sitting down to my left was Dave Chappelle, Colin Jost, Jeff Ross, bunch of other comedians.
Love that.
And I'm guessing they all went home now, so none of them will be there tomorrow.
So,
we'll see.
So, okay. Who came up with
Luca,
last
you never
night?
Know.
Who came Maybe up with not. The idea, though, last
he
night?
He may play.
The idea last night.
To have the Emmys and a Laker game on the same night.
Or how about this? What genius at Fox said, let's put the Emmys on up against the NFL?
Forget right. about that. I mean, that was ridiculous.
They got the lowest ratings it's had ever. Yeah. Four million people.
But last night, as we drove back from Yamava, we got to downtown LA, and we could see from the freeway, oh my God, the traffic. Now, of course, I have no idea that the Emmys are going on last night. Yeah. None whatsoever. Because I got football on the brain, and I was trying to do like a Laker boycott, but I couldn't do it. I had to listen to you the whole way back from Yamava. So we get into downtown, and you know, Figueroa was closed last night. The street
a lot of
closed.
Streets were closed.
So
how'd you get to your home away from home?
Dude, you have no idea. I mean, I was zigging and zagging and going through different side streets.
Well, Chris was directing you.
Well, Chris was navigating. Yeah. That's true, because I'm the driver. And we finally were able to kind of break through a barricade and then get to the parking down here. And I was like, dude, we got to get to the parking garage at LA Live before the game lets out. Otherwise, now we're going to be dealing with tons of traffic coming in.
So the
out.
Emmy started it. Five and the whatever their red carpet stuff started. So the Emmys were letting out when they were getting
right. So I have no exposure to the Emmys at all. Mm-hmm. And then I'm seeing people walking the streets in like, you know, gala gowns and tuxedo type clothes, and I'm like, what are you people dressed for? Wait, is this the way you went to the basketball
fancy,
game?
Fancy,
you know. And then I got into my hotel room last night and turned on the news, and I saw everything that was going on. Boy, Succession crushed it last night.
Succession,
huh?
The Bear, and a show called Beef.
Okay, Beef.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. I've not seen Beef.
Okay.
I've not heard of Beef.
You're a big fan of Beef, though.
I do like Beef.
Yeah. Right.
Especially last night at Tai Chi when we were out at Yamava. I had the beef and broccoli. Yeah. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
What is Beef? Does anybody know Beef?
Greg watched
it. It was really good.
What was the 30-second synopsis?
Ali Wong and Steven Yeun, I don't know how you say his last name, Steven Yeun, get into a car accident, and they start chasing each other back and forth.
Do they know each other when they get into the car accident?
It's like a road rage.
It's a road rage thing.
Extends,
and they just start having a battle back and forth against each other, just doing different things to each other, trying to ruin each other's lives.
Okay, then what's The Bear?
The Bear is a show starring Jeremy Allen White. It's on Hulu, and it's about a small restaurant where there's all these chefs
in Chicago. I tried it, Cappy. I didn't take it. No,
it is a great show.
Okay,
and won everything.
Did Reacher win anything last night?
No Reacher.
Reacher didn't win anything. You guys,
I thought it was like Black Bear Diner or something like that. You ever been to Black Bear Diner?
No,
before?
Never have. Yeah.
No, Reacher did not win.
Did you see Reacher?
I did not.
You've not seen Reacher?
No.
Is that the one with the big dude?
Yeah. Not Stepdad Leo watched.
It's based on the Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, he looks like a linebacker. Yeah. I mean,
6'5", 250, ripped, just shredded like you can't believe, and just kills everybody.
Maybe next year.
Well, I mean, you're two seasons in, and the final episode of season two of Reacher is going to drop, I think, on Thursday night. That's when they dropped that junk.
Are you hanging on every episode?
I am, and it pisses me off because I had no idea that they actually drop them weekly.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that you just release the whole thing.
I prefer dropping weekly.
You do?
Me too.
Really?
I do. Yeah, I do.
I loved watching when you can watch 10 episodes, you go on a binge, and you're up till 4
but
in the morning.
But like Succession, we hung on it every what's going to happen?
Happen next
Succession.
Week. Yeah.
Like you're saying True Detective.
Have you seen
Jodie
it yet,
Foster?
The first episode? So, remember, the first season was great.
It's Jodie Foster this year,
Jodie Foster's
I watched the first season, and I was out.
The first season
I watched all of
fantastic.
Them. Okay. First one was great with Woody and McConaughey.
Yep. Yeah.
Second season stunk with Colin Farrell. Third season, not bad with Mahershala Ali. But this one with Jodie Foster, the first episode was off the hook.
Well, I can't think of anything Jodie Foster has been in that hasn't been great.
Right, and she's also, like, with McConaughey and Harrelson are part of the executive producing team, along with Nick Palazzolo or whatever the guy's
name. That one I don't know.
He's the guy who did the original one.
Okay.
And then Jodie's also part of the executive producing team.
So I can watch this without having to go back
You don't have to. They're all individual.
It's a brand new series. It's like
each one's their own stories.
Okay. I can't help but look up, I don't want to get out here, but Cappy, I can't help but look up and wonder what it was like for a young Scott Kaplan attending the University of Pittsburgh when Syracuse came to town.
I know, and I'm loving the fact that we've got Pitt Syracuse on in the studio right now. I can keep my
eye on. Did you go to the basketball games at all?
Always. Every single game. Was friends with all the basketball
players.
Were
they any good?
Yeah, they were good back then.
They make the tournament?
But they were, you know who was the star of our, when I was in college, the star of our college basketball team was Sean Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him? Yeah.
Now, were you around when it was Pitt-Penn State?
Yeah.
See, those were the days,
yeah,
right?
Those were the
Pitt
days.
Penn State.
How do they not play that game?
That's anymore. A rivalry that died.
Well, they don't even do the backyard brawl every year anymore.
Right. So Pitt,
West Virginia.
Penn State,
oh, really?
Right. But yeah. Pitt, Penn State, Oklahoma, Nebraska, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, UCLA. I mean, these were like legendary classic.
Right.
Florida State, Miami.
Yeah. You know, that one still plays, though.
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't have the same.
Well, because none of them
feel.
Have been great
right.
lately.
Right.
Together at the same time.
Right.
But yeah, Pitt, Penn State was a great rivalry. Yeah. My dad loved Tony Dorsett. It was Dorsett then.
Right.
Exactly.
He played with, did you play with
yeah,
the
with
son?
His kid, with
yeah.
his kid, Anthony. Anthony Dorsett.
I did an audition with Tony Dorsett 1 year.
For what?
For
like a pony commercial?
For like Fox halftime or, you know, hosting.
Wait a second. You were going to be like Kurt Menefee?
Yes.
No
it was
way.
It was going to be me and Tony Dorsett.
Now, was this before or after you in Ireland did that pilot about the animals?
That pilot should still go.
It was long before. Now, so here's what happened with Tony Dorsett.
So who was the, was it James Brown still? Was that before JB?
This was college football.
Oh.
College
this
football.
Was a job that eventually went to Rob Stone.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
He's been doing it forever.
Oh, God. We were doing the Fox show back then. But Tony
Wait,
Dorsett walks
you know,
in.
Like, are you beefing with Stone, too? Like, you're beefing
no,
with?
Oh, okay. No. So Tony Dorsett comes in, and he's wearing this great purple suit. Looks great. And we're ready to go on, and he says to me, I can't do it. I just don't think I can do it. I'm like, you're Tony Dorsett. Of course you can do it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'm up for this. No, get out there. You're doing it. So he was my audition partner.
Yeah.
And
he probably ruined
he
your
bombed
chances.
The audition?
He bombed my audition.
And then
audition.
You bombed the
and
audition.
And then I bombed the audition because he bombed.
Right. They're like, so, Mason can't get the best out of Tony Dorsett.
Damn you, Tony Dorsett.
Shame.
All right.
If not, you'd be Rob Stone.
That would be Rob Stone
cost
today.
You a chance at greatness.
Absolutely.
So where was Ireland back then?
I don't know.
Were you working together?
Yeah, we were. No, we were. That we were doing the big show on Fox Sports West.
All right.
Yeah.
So you were just trying to get away from Ireland.
Do a little extra.
Yeah, a little extra.
A little side hustle.
I love the Sasha interview yesterday. That was a fun thing to listen to.
He's a great guy.
Have you tried his wine?
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's good.
So good.
Yeah. His wine's need to get good, on that. And Jim Fox, the Kings hockey analyst,
he's got
has a winery,
too?
And it's great.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They're both great.
Yeah, Alexander with a K is
now,
the
Cappy,
wine.
You and me should start a winery.
We should do something
you're,
like that.
Well,
we,
you're like a two-buck chuck guy. You couldn't
do,
tell the difference between that and Camus.
White Girl Rosé.
Yeah. White Girl Rosé. There you go.
Why don't we have a meeting in the hot tub?
Okay.
Oh, what happened to the hot tub?
The hot tub bit. Is dead.
It's dead.
It's a dead on arrival bit.
D-O-A.
Cap, I said it earlier. I'll say it again. I have a hot tub. You're more than welcome over anytime. You
That's it. That's the bit. The Ireland hot tub.
We're in the hot tub with Ireland.
Yeah.
Remember during the pandemic when the Kamenetskis had that late night show?
Yeah, yeah.
I did mine from my hot
tub.
Oh,
I remember.
Right, you did.
The hoedown.
With the dog.
Now, here's the thing. That's the move. You, Morales, Ireland in the hot tub.
Yes.
You guys win bit of the year.
Yeah.
Mason gets shut out.
Right. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's
Mason
go.
Shut
go.
Out a bit
do
out
it.
Of the year.
When is it?
Oh, we're not
and
telling
And this is all because Juan won't allow it?
Yeah, Juan will not. It's a two-person hot tub. We're the only two people that have ever been in it. He says absolutely
but don't
not.
You change the water frequently?
Cappy, change the water all
we're
the time.
We're going to do hot tub cocktails and then both the upstairs
there
and
you
the
go.
Massage chair.
There you go.
Yes.
That's
it. Of the year.
Right.
You're going to get shut out.
It's okay.
You wanted it.
It's all right.
I'm bringing Rachel to hang out
by
with
the way, there
beautiful.
There could be a bit at any moment.
I mean, you got a few months.
We got time. We got time.
No, yeah, you're bring anybody you want. Bring Hacksaw. We'll put him in the
right. Oh, my
bring
God. The that would be great.
Bring the saw.
Floats away.
Rancho Penasquitos, hello.
The chair floats away?
Maybe.
You owe me money, Southern California.
All
you
right,
tell me, Cardiff by the Sea.
Where are my North County lines? All right. We're back tomorrow at 1. Hey, coming up for you. Madness, mayhem, and stupidity.
Tons of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shadano and Cappy is now 710 ESPN.